Well, that music must mean the circus is coming to town, and I can't believe it. We have an amazing young lady speaking with us today, Chantel Ashton Rodriguez, owner and managing director of Ashton Entertainment. She's also a sixth generation member of the Ashton family and the youngest daughter of Jan Ashton and Brazil Rodriguez. She began performing at the age of 2 in her family's bareback horse riding act, a tradition dating back to the circus founder James Henry Ashton. Over the years, Chantel has mastered a wide range of skills from Russian bar and trampoline to round shoulder perch and aerial silks. In 2010, she co-founded Ashton Entertainment and in 2017 became owner and director, where she now leads production, choreography and performance while raising the next generation of circus stars right here in our own hometown of Browns Plains. So welcome to the program, Chantel.
Thank you so much for having me.
Look, can you just tell us your story? You live in a circus. Now, most people think of a circus as a big tent and people living in caravans and not having a real home and not having a real life. Can you tell us what is life about? Because your whole family has been... I can remember when I was a kid going to the Ashton Circus. So tell me a little bit about your life and growing up in a circus.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've had an amazing life and an amazing upbringing in this industry. We actually the oldest circus family in Australia. My great-great-grandfather started Ashton Circus in Tasmania in 1850. He was performing before that. We've got newspaper articles and things like that of him performing earlier than 1850, but he started Ashton Circus in 1850 and then it was licensed in around 1851. And then I grew up on Ashton Circus, which was run by my grandparents, Doug and Phyllis Ashton. And then our family circus grew very, very big. When I was growing up, it was quite a large tour. We had school teachers travel with us and gymnastics teachers travel with us. And it was a really large show with lots of family. We also had other performers there that weren't related and things like that, but it was mostly family. And then the circus got quite large, so then the family sort of split off and went in different directions and all of the family opened their own different branches under the entertainment umbrella. And Ashton Entertainment is our branch of the family and we've been on the road now since around 2001.
Wow.
And Browns Plains is our home base, so we're looking forward to coming home. Our grass is probably very long, so we need to get home and mow that. So
it'll be very quagmire at the moment since we've had so much rain. So, yes, you'll have lots of grass to mow. But tell me, what's it like coming home?
Well, I've got a list of things to do, so I'll be busy when I get home. We've got we're in Browns Plains showing for 2 weeks. We open next weekend, and we get a couple of days off on Monday, Tuesday. So I'll be looking forward to catching up on some errands and some chores. We've been touring country New South Wales since the Easter school holidays, so they're pretty big weeks. We go to a new location every single week, so there's not a lot of time to do much on that tour. So we're looking forward to coming home and having a couple of days free up our sleeve.
So when you say you're on the road all the time, do you spend very much time in Brisbane at Browns Plains?
It depends what we're doing. It depends what the tour is. So after Browns Plains, we go to the Gold Coast. So it's not too far from home, which would be nice. And then we're sort of back up Brisbane way. So we're around the area probably until the September, October school holidays. So that'll be nice. But it just depends where we are. At the start of the year, we did country outback Queensland. And then we're just coming home from country New South Wales. So it depends what the tour is, where we are. Around COVID, that was probably the longest time we've ever stayed at home and in one base over that time. So it just depends what the year brings us.
Well, it's an amazing life for your children too, because what a wonderful education they are having. They've got their normal school time with your travelling teachers, or are you homeschooling?
We do homeschool, but we have teachers that travel with the show and they do all of the correspondence with the kids.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. And what a wonderful story that they're going to have. Are they performers as well?
Some of them do grow up to be performers. We have all the kids in the ring quite early on. So my son, he was 6 weeks, and we took him in the finale with us. And he comes in the finale quite often and all that sort of thing. But we usually have the kids in the ring pretty early on, just so they can get used to the crowd and all that sort of thing. But they're helping us. They learn, you know, people skills and communication quite young. They interact. They help serve, you know, the glow lights and the popcorn and things like that. So they get involved pretty young.
Well, I think that's just an amazing experience. And when you come home for a length of time, do they go to real school here?
When I grew up, sometimes we did that, but most recently, no, they just still do their correspondence. But they do go and do like swimming class and gymnastic class and things like that when we're back home as well, which is nice for them.
Yeah, so I guess I don't get to join any clubs, but you've got probably the biggest club that they'll ever belong to.
Yeah, the circus community is very, very large. It's a huge community, and it's all over the world. So I always say you could probably mention a country and we would know someone there in the performing arts industry. So it is pretty special.
It certainly is. Now, how do we get tickets to come along to this performance?
You can just jump online to our website, which is ashtonentertainment.com.au, and you can purchase online. And you can also call 0418-224-666 and we can help you with ticket sales as well.
Okay. And so how long are you here for?
We're in Browns Plains for 2 weeks. So we open the 13th and we're there until the 22nd of June. So we're there for two weekends and then we head down to the Gold Coast for the June, July school holidays.
Okay. So when you say you're starting on the 13th here, is that an extra special program or is it in being a launch or a revisit?
The Friday the 13th of June at 7 p.m. That's our opening night in Browns Plains.
Wonderful, amazing. So, just give us that those contact details again, so that our listeners can jot them down.
Yeah, no problem. So online, it's ashtonentertainment.com.au, and you can also give us a call on 0418-224-666.
Well, Chantelle, thank you so very much for joining us today. Absolutely amazing. I hope everyone jumps online. I love a circus and I haven't been to one for ages. So let's hope you get lots of people coming down to see their own Browns Plains Ashton Circus.
Yeah, thank you. Come visit us.
And we've been speaking with Chantelle Ashton Rodriguez from Ashton Circus. And if you'd like a free double pass to the opening night next Friday, the 13th of June, please call 4EB on 3240 8600. That number again, 3240 8600, or email info@4eb.org.au. Tickets are limited, so first in, first served. You could also email ashtonentertainment.com.au to purchase tickets online or call them on 0418 224 666.